Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about business. And I know you're saying to yourself, self, doesn't he always talk about business? And the answer is yes. But earlier this year, some business came to an abrupt stop. For some of us who are lucky enough to keep busy with work, chances are we're not doing the exact same thing. Some things have become obsolete, while other things have become so in demand that people are hoarding them. Think about toilet paper, cleaning supplies, now beef and chicken and meat. All of those things became almost essential to the point where people were buying up as much as they could and stocking them away. There's another thing in business that I think is really important that is starting to get hoarded, and that's attention. Your attention. My attention. I am getting so many emails and so many invites to Zoom meetings and different groups inside of Facebook and online that I don't have enough attention span to deal with all of these invites. I don't know about you, but everybody's competing for your attention. They're trying to say, hey, look at this over here. But they're missing one key step, and that is the piece that makes you want to pay attention, and that is building relationships. So what I'm going to talk about today is how to build relationships so that when you do ask for attention, people will pay more attention to your ask. There's a guy that I have coffee with all the time. His name is Al Ritter, and he wrote this great book called The 100-0 Principle. The concept of the book is based around one simple thought. Give 100% of yourself, 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. Now, I'm not talking about giving away your time, or your talent, or your treasure. That's being taken advantage of. What I'm talking about is building authenticity inside of relationships with people, so that when the time comes for them to pay attention to you, that they return the favor. Does it always work 100% of the time? No. But it all starts out by identifying key relationships that you need to invest in that hopefully will have a return on that investment. It's up to you to choose which relationships you want to invest in. But the hope is that it will have a return on investment for you or for them. It could be your customers or your coworkers or your family or your friends. But the key thing is you have to invest 100% of yourself 100% of the time. Expect nothing in return and watch what happens. So there are four key steps that my friend Al outlines when it comes to doing this. And let's go over those. Step number one, determine what you can do to make the relationship work and then do it. This should all come from a place of respect and kindness to the other person, whether or not he or she deserves it, especially at that time. That means that you have to determine that you're willing to invest even if the outcome may not be the one that you want. Step number two is don't expect anything in return. Zero. Zip. Nada. Why would you do this? Because certain people will give a return on that investment when the time is right. I remember a time I was heading down to Mexico. We're actually walking across the border from Arizona into Nogales. We were just going down to explore and get something to eat. This little kid walks up and hands me this little packet of mints and says, "Here." And I took them and I walked away. Then I got berated by everybody in my group. It's like, "You don't understand. He gave you that because you need to give him money back. That's why they do that." My mind was not in that place at the time. But that lesson has stuck with me forever. I'm sure he felt very disappointed, but for everyone he gave away, some people would give a penny, some people would give a dollar. Maybe even some people hand him a $10 bill. Who knows? But he was giving it away, not knowing what to expect in return. Because I'm sure I'm not the first person that's ever done that. But that story and that guilt has stuck with me forever. And now, when somebody gives me something, I try to think, how can I return the favor? What can I do for them that is as good, if not better, than what they did for me? And you will find people who will want to do that. Step number 3. Don't allow anything the other person says or does, no matter how annoying it is, to affect you. In other words, don't take the bait. Don't take it personally. Because when you do something, somebody's going to react one way or the other. The key thing is, don't personalize it. Just do what you do, let it happen, and expect nothing in return. I find this all the time. When I give presentations, there are certain people in the room who are contradictory and try to put holes in all of my theories. And I think, that person will never want to work with me. Well, 2 years later, all of a sudden I get a phone call and I'm amazed. You never know when what you're doing is going to affect somebody, and it just may take time. The way it took time for me to learn that what I did was selfish by not giving any money to that kid who gave me those mints. The 4th and final step is, be persistent with your generosity and your kindness. We often give up too easy, too soon, especially when people don't respond the way that we want them to. Remember, if you expect nothing, you will never be disappointed. But keep at it, because the payoffs can be huge. So when you take authentic responsibility for a relationship, more often than not, the other person takes responsibility as well. Consistently, by giving 100% of yourself 100% of the time, people will often return the favor even greater. And if they don't worry about it. So let me leave you with some final thoughts. As people are clamoring for your attention, don't just disregard them. Think if the shoe was on the other foot. What could they have done to get your attention so that you would participate? And chances are, if they had been giving you something with nothing in return expected, you would feel a sense of reciprocity. And chances are you would pay more attention to them. So what can you be doing right now to build attention in somebody's mind that they'd be willing to give you their attention in the near future? Give 100% of yourself 100% of the time. Expect nothing in return and watch what happens. So I hope you found this interesting. If you'd like to check out Al's book, go to baconcoach.com/100-0. And that will take you to his book, where you can buy it on Amazon. I hope you enjoyed this, and I would love to hear your comments and feedback. Talk soon.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.